Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. We got our good buddy Rick Lipsinger back on the show. Rick's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of On Point Consulting, the co-author of Flexible Leadership, also another book, Closing the Execution Gap. Rick Lipsinger, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be here. Thanks.
It's good to have you back as always. Rick, one of the things that I've been saying for a long time that you've been working on quite a bit lately is this idea of change. And I started talking about change as change management as a discipline. And over 10 years ago, I started telling my small business audience that the only thing different in the world today is not the change that we're seeing, because that's been going on for forever. But the only thing that's different, that's new, is the velocity of change.
Yeah.
And I started talking about managing change and importance of managing change, and have had a number of folks on who helped us with this, including yourself. But over the years, it occurs to me that it's not enough just to manage change, because managing something kind of by definition means that you're not quite, up on the edge there. To me, leading change is a better term. What do you think about that?
All right. Well, I think it's interesting that, people, kind of try to differentiate between the leading and managing change. And I really do think they're all part of the same bundle. But I think, to your point, this notion of being prepared to embrace change and initiate change, as opposed to just responding to events as they come, or anticipating events, I think is probably a differentiator of effective managers. But I also think it's interesting that even, despite all the time and energy that we've put into, helping managers understand the need for change and preparing them to deal with change, they still get bad marks. There are still, in our annual execution gap survey, we found that 41% of leaders believe that their organizations do not have a good track record when it comes to managing change, and they also don't believe that their leaders are capable or are effective at managing change. And I think that's still a real issue and a real problem for companies.
Well, I think you're right. And the thing, when I think about small business owners, Rick, I've been in the marketplace a long time. And I remember when just about all small business owners were managing, mom and pop in some Main Street kind of thing. Not all, but most of them. Mm-hmm. And pretty much, how many times, Rick, did you grow up doing business with somebody whose father founded the business or a grandfather founded the business? And the grandson is still say 30 years ago, we're still pretty much doing business the way the grandfather did when he founded the company. Well, you don't see that anymore.
Yeah, right.
That's not happening anymore, is it?
Yeah, no, not as much. I mean, and again, I think, most people get, the importance and the need to, move with changes or take advantage of changes, changes in technology, changes in the way business is done, whatever size your business is. So, and I think that's one of the differences now. When we talk about change now versus even a decade ago, you had to really convince people that, change was important, that change was necessary. But now I think everybody gets it. As a matter of fact, we found that, 85% of people in our survey, understand and believe that organizations need to continue to change in order to grow and win in their respective, industry. So this whole notion of change being relevant, change being important, change being part of our day-to-day, I think is really pretty well embraced by people.
But you don't think it's gotten so – we've said it so much that people are getting sort of numb to it, though, right? I mean
– I think people
that's a death wish.
Yeah, no, I think people see it as the way in which things occur. In other words, they see change as the way in which business is happening, this notion of having a great deal of stability or a lot of status quo. I think
right.
most people get that that's unlikely,
yeah.
although it does present a challenge for business owners and managers to be able to provide some degree of stability. In other words,
hold on to that thought, Rick. I got to take a quick break. Give us your website before we go quickly.
That's www.onpointconsultingllc.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 till. When we come back, I'm going to give you my little quote that will help you lead change, and we'll see what Rick has to say about that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.